Here on KSOM, we're talking high school boys basketball with the head coach for the Cam Cougars. On the boys' side, Ian Hunt with us here. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your basketball team here? A couple of losses in a row. That was on the heels of a couple of wins in a row. What's been the story with your team here as of late?
Oh, I think it's the same thing we talked about earlier in the year. It just comes down to consistency. We've seen a ton of great things and a ton of potential, and we just got a, young team, and if we could see that happen consistently, we'd like the direction we're heading in. But again, our boys have been locked in. We've had a good few days of practice. Hopefully that can pay off for us.
So take me through these last couple of ball games against Arweva and Southwest Valley. What did you see in these games?
Starting with Southwest Valley, I think that one was just really the tale of two halves. Kudos to them. They came out and they played with a ton of energy. We talked about how it was going to be important in that game to win the turnover battle and stop them in transition, and we didn't do that in the first half. As we cut that down in the second half, we won that half. And again, you just talk to the boys, and we got to play consistently. We got to come out. We got to win those small little battles, those hustle stats. And if we do that, who knows which direction the game goes. But again, Southwest Valley played a really great game. They did a lot of great things and pushed the pace on us. And then if you get to Friday versus Arweva played some physical defense. We got into a little foul trouble early. We did a good job, I think, of taking it to the rim in the first half. And then we kind of started settling for outside shots as the game went on, and they didn't fall. And so we just kind of talked about trying to get it into the rim more, get a few more post looks or post touches and some drives to the basket.
How do you feel about the three-point shooting and finding ways to get more of those shots to fall for you?
Well, I think we have guys that are capable. We see guys hit shots all day in practice. I think what it comes down to is, again, just getting a little confidence. We got some young guys of putting those shots up with confidence. And then I think the other thing is we just can't settle for perimeter shots. And we've been talking that all week. We really need to get some interior shots, and then that will help open up better looks on the perimeter that we like to see. So that's really what we've been talking about, is how attacking the rim will help us work inside out and get some better looks.
What about the defensive side? What do you like? What do you need to work on there?
We've just been talking about doing the little things. We've thrown a couple different defensive schemes out there, and we've talked about some stuff, but the little things have to be there. We did a great job of controlling the paint and being physical at the point of attack and keeping guys out of the lane versus Glidden and Elkhorn. And then we kind of didn't do that. We had some bad closeouts, some things like that led to runs to the rim versus Arweva and Southwest Valley, and that puts us in foul trouble, and that's never a good thing. So we're just really talking about the little things of being physical on the perimeter and moving our feet and keeping them in front of us and trying to keep and protect the lane.
Well, Chase Jolly had a hot game against Southwest Valley and then turned around against the Rockets and couldn't hit some shots, finished only with 10 after 21 the game before, but it seemed like you were colder as a team against Arweva there. How do you feel just about the consistency of what Chase has been producing and maybe some of the other guys on offense?
Yeah, he's a very important part in our scheme. He's a great player. He's done a great job for us for 4 years, and we really enjoy him out there on the floor. Offensively, he saw some defense. Arweva did a great job of shadowing him everywhere he went. They threw a lot of doubles at him. He didn't seem to get comfortable early in the game. A couple shots, took some good shots that didn't necessarily fall. And yeah, I think it's really just kudos to Arweva playing some really good defense on it. But we got to do a better job of cutting off that, cutting off those doubles and getting some better looks at the rim for other people.
And, Coach, I mean, the schedule is not being very friendly to you here these next three games. Yeah. I mean, Coon Rapids, Bayard, ACGC, both at home, but then at Woodbine, the two of those teams are ranked. Coon Rapids, Bayard is the one not ranked, but, they're only 8-1 on the season. So what's the approach here in this brutal three-game stretch?
The approach is we just got to come out and do the little things. We think we can beat a lot of teams on any given night, and we just got to come out ready to play and do the little things. You're not going to win in our league, and we knew it was going to be a tough season coming into this. You look up and down, we've had a tough conference to play in for the past 4 years that I've been here. We've had a state qualifier the past several years in a row, a lot of competitive games. So you got to expect it, and you got to come in with a good team-first attitude and willing to do the little things. And I think on any given night, we could hit some shots and compete.
Well, Coach, enjoy the Tuesday off. Back at it this coming Monday is, or actually Tuesday, Friday, I'm sorry, as you take on Coon Rapids Baird. We'll see you in Anita on Monday night against ACGC with coverage of that game and that doubleheader on KSOM. In the meantime, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you. Look forward to seeing you there.
Ian Hunt, head coach for Cam Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.